Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcasts while driving. Now, it's going to be a bit more noisy because I'm in a smaller car, so I'm going to speak up louder so it's perhaps you'll get it. And I'm doing as normal a drive off to my rehab. You can probably hear the indicator going at this point in time. And I've just come off reading about Einstein and Alexander Millikan. I think his full name is Millikan. Famous oil. If you say Millikan, everyone says oil drop experiment, or people who studied physics at least have studied it. And the overall practice I'm doing is this odd thing is. I'm doing cardiac rehab and you're doing continuous podcasts, and every once in a while you say, well, look, I'm going to have to start at one point, go through it thoroughly and finish it. So as I did Einstein, I discovered this unusual background, i.e. that he was basically, his family were into producing white goods and back the wrong side of technology and hit hard times in Munich. So that's one thread. Hold on to that thread. But the important thing is that he came from Schwabia, Ulm. Now, to try and give you an impression, Southern Germans speak with a German accent. Obviously, all Krauts speak with German accents. But what's interesting is that if you're Southern Germany, it's harder to make it in Northern Germany. There's a sort of a bit of a prejudice. It's sort of like Einstein may have had a Jewish accent to the to our ears. He had a German accent, but to German ears, he had a Southern German accent, sort of, which we associated with the lack of intellectual ability. As it was there, so he was more of a colloquial folk person rather than the precise authoritarian person from up in Prussia. And that sort of prejudice still exists today. But the important thing about Einstein is realising that he was into white goods, he then worked with his students, Leo Szilard, on producing a white good, the Einstein refrigerator. So it's just really interesting. And where you sold refrigerators in the United States, there's the big market. And so that all led together. Now, this student who worked on a refrigerator then, so you can imagine a whole lot of narrowing influences and intrusive influences in Einstein's life. That is, intrusive influences is him being treated as a celebrity, that celebrity cage we put in people because they're an asset, and we're kept almost as a sacrificial object, these people. So Einstein had a very, I'm just hoping to hear that these trucks don't come out and squash me. It'd be rather dreadful to finish. I'm driving here. You're about to hear some noise as we go over the bridge. Oh no, it's not making it. Different car, different sound. Probably the noise will start further up as I go along. Now, so we're doing Einstein and these different threads, which mean that Einstein gets pulled across to be a mouthpiece to this person to say, hey, you better go and bash up Germany with an atomic bomb. And so as you read it, you see that Einstein has been tutored in how to be a genius. You're not a genius if you write things absolutely clearly as a marketing person. There is this authenticity in this letter where it is assumed that you are being let into the circle of geniuses, that it's sufficiently complicated and vague and suggestive. That's the sort of idea. So if you, I suppose, it's like anything, it's people are governing things. They have no idea. They don't have the intellectual idea to work out what's going on. And so they get information. Now, the information is a little bit vague. This would suggest that. And so it's almost like reading a horoscope. You will become, love will shine on you. Oh, yes, I can sort of work with it out. It's sort of that grade of information which can actually go into the fluid of use. And so this is really interesting in terms of communication. People who are too precise get the information across, but it has no life after that. It's being able to select eloquently vague, encompassing statements that people can say yes to or don't find an aspect to say no to. It's not objective. So that's a very interesting aspect of it. And coming across, I had read a long distance, a long time, of a series of American operatives, FDR's not one of them, but a series of them, that were extremely racist. And one of the ones held up as American icons. I assume there must be Australian versions of them. And look, going through it, there sure as hell were some racist Australians. One of the ones I want to talk about is John Wayne. And he's in California, and this business I'm going to talk about is in California as well. John Wayne, we went to the John Wayne International Airport, landed there. I think it is an international airport, because we were going to stop off in Disneyland, the old Disneyland. And there's a bit of a story there. But I used to have my little Australian Army discount card, which you could show at the local car yard in California. Sorry, in Canberra, you get a discount on your valiant or second-hand car. That would give you a discount to issue you this little card, which is okay. Is it an ambulance coming out? Sorry about this. I am actually driving. So the story is, with this little Army card, I used to use this, and I got into heaps of things. I didn't get free transport. I did get a free train ride somewhere in the US using this little Army card. Because what people don't know, in the United States, your green card gives you free everything. Sometimes free McDonald's, I'm not quite sure. It gives you free passes into Disneyland. So I was able to show this card. You're welcome. Go into Disneyland for free. So this is, you wouldn't be able to do that in the United States. Now, this is 1990, before September 11, or sorry, what was it, November 9/11. I don't know how the US do what 9/11 means in terms of whether it's the, they put, September, the 11th of September it must be, because we say things differently. Okay, doing speed. So I was checking everything. We're at John Wayne Airport, having a big old ride. So nowadays you couldn't get away with half the stuff, the hijinks you could get away with the United States now, because they're onto you. It's things are taking a serious drive. You couldn't get the United States people confused, which is pretty easy to do. However, so some of the things we would say is, in the United States, we'd say, they'd say, oh, can I have a look at one of your notes? Who's that person on the note? And we'd say, oh, that's Sir Henry Parkes. Oh, God. Come on, spare me. I've got to change lane here. And they'd say, well, what did he do? He discovered America first. You mean before Columbus? Oh, yeah, he was in a motorboat, and he actually got up in the motorboat, and it was just really dramatic. And he just got in front of Columbus and the discovery of America, and the person said, well, thank you very much. I was just about to set a college paper on this, and I just didn't know. And this is true. I'm not joking at all. So we're at the John Wayne Airport, and there's this huge, I would have to say, 5 meter tall plastic John Wayne looking out through these windows in this rather dodgy airport. And John Wayne is incredibly racist. So one of the things is occasionally people don't know about him, and they tweet. They're allowed to say something direct. Oh, this is something else that happens in Australian social media, is that if you've got something, if someone has said something wrong, they don't necessarily get a message direct. There's a private message to the back with, here's the actual information, I think you should know this. So I don't know whether this happens in other countries, that if you go out, and so I've occasionally, when people have said things about John Wayne, just started to give some of John Wayne's quotes about the selfish American Indians who are taking all the land for themselves. And it's just, it just goes on and on and on. And so, similarly, Henry Ford, what a whacker. He was a big fan of Hitler. So I think this other physicist, Millikan, and Millikan is the founding father of Caltech. Now, one of the things is that if you read the textbooks, you can't pick this up. If you read the first front of the Wikipedia article, you can't pick it up. It's only later that he says that Pasadena is a... he's into eugenics or whatever it is, or Henry Ford Hitler was into. This is it's a race cultural characterization, basically full-on Nazi racism. And he said in his time capsule, the Western House time capsule, on this year, this is, you know, we're a real outpost of Nordic genes, and although we're small, we're more Nordic than these other countries, these other big cities in the United States. Now, what the heck? And then he has got hatred of Albert Einstein. And this is one of the things that I just thought, I knew there was something there. And he spent his life trying to disprove Einstein at various points in time. And it's sort of like the anti-Einstein sort of... It's almost pathetic, the way that he had in his textbooks. And of course, he had an emphasis on teaching, because he only came into physics as a teacher, through the lens of teaching. So it's intensely interesting here, but he did his photoelectric effect to, I'm just going to nail this person. I'm going to... must be true. Oh, and at various points in time, he goes to nail it, and then and we'll credit to him. He's the father. So Tom, we're doing brilliantly. I don't know what's going on here. So when I'm running a bit late, it gets really slow, and when I'm running just a bit ahead of time, it's ridiculous. Sorry for doing this. Yeah, so there's heaps of things that it turns out that this is like embarrassing. So in Australia, we've got people like this, but we just airbrush them out completely. There's Rolf Harris, who people were just getting a little bit suspicious of him, and then it all came out about Rolf Harris, and he's now completely forgotten. No one sings his songs, no one knows anything about him. He's just been airbrushed out. And what's going to happen is, in years to come, people go back and say, but this person actually existed. He played a role. He did this. It was very, very, very important that this actually happened. And it's going to be a real task because we've gone through this process. Now, this hasn't happened in the United States. Milliken is just there. He's just a dude. He just has done these experiments. Basically discovered, did really good work on the photoelectric effect in a foil plan to disrupt Einstein, the Einstein machine. You can imagine him really, really hating this, and Einstein going off with these socialist left-wing people, pacifists and stuff like that, and all this amazing thing with this Millikan oil drop. So let's just do the oil drop experiment as we do understand it. We have the possibility that we measured the charge mass density of an electron. So say electron is possibly a cake, for instance, and I could eat the cake and I could taste so much sugar and so much almond. Right, and I could get a sugar almond ratio for the recipe of it, but I don't know whether the cake is actually in Smarties or if it's actually in cake form, where I can cut any amount that I want. It's still cake. That was the thing that he looked into, and so he had this system, a radioactive source which would go through and remove possibly a single 1, 2, 3, or 4 electrons from an oil droplet, and he was able to determine the mass of that oil droplet, the charge of that oil droplet. We had the charge matched ratio, we had the ratio of it, but he was able to determine the charge, because the force of a charge is the electric field times the charge. So he needed to measure the mass of the particle, and so he actually did it by having a water droplet. And it's one of these things that if you've got a big rain droplet falling through, it falls through slightly smaller, you can go through, and from big to go to small, and work out the falling rate. So what you do is that you make a droplet, watch it, how fast it falls. So you get a water droplet, and you can then apply the field and lift it up, and then shoot off the field and let it drop. Lift it up again and let it drop, and you can sort of time it and see how fast it falls. So you can actually measure the effective width of a drop. Now, he did it initially with water, and of course, any person will tell you, well, water's going to evaporate, mate. So he says, okay, I'm going to do it with oil. Now, the interesting thing with this is that a crooked physicist, because he did this work in collaboration with his student. And he struck a deal. Let me take 100% credit for the oil drop, the thing that's just going to get me the Nobel Prize, and you can be the sole author on your own PhD. Right, so this fundamentally is dishonest, and I have seen this happen in different races. And not that our family hasn't done it, but it's been the victim of it. My father found that supervisors at CSIRO were actually just lifting off his work and passing them off as himself. So basically, Millikan positioned himself to be the sole person for the oil drop, but it was actually a collaborative effort. It's when the scientist kept the honour until he died, and the notes after his death showed that he'd made an agreement, a pact with Millikan, that don't beat me, please. There's a green light turning left. And there's this lady with sunglasses, looking rather bored behind me. Okay, I'm nearly there. So it turns out that Milliken is a pretty shady, shallow character, and with an awful lot of hate in him, and belief that trying to mix up religion and actual science together. That he's been also a very essential person for building up the Caltech brand of the Caltech, Californian Institute of Technology, CIT or whatever it is, at Pasadena, sort of all the way out there. Now, the missing step in here is it's because we get a very sanitized view of American history, is to actually understand some of the things going on at the time. You've got the celebrity, various voting systems going on. Oops, getting across the green light here. Sorry, mate. Oh, she was wanting to turn left. She just took that. Oh, I held up an ambulance as well. Oh, my godfather. Oh, well. Such is life. So there's a lot of things going on in America. Now, you have to understand that this was the way the U.S. Treated their workers at this stage was pretty callous. The way there was blacks couldn't go to university, Jewish people couldn't go to university. There was a quota, Jewish quota, that when Einstein came in here, that it was sort of like, oh, something's missing. There's actually no Jews in here whatsoever. Now, of course, this isn't what was happening in Europe. Europe was fating him, you know, if you were smart. And there were thousands of Jewish scientists, and of course, and no Jewish scientists in America. And so you've got all these things happening together, and it's happening now in terms of the Einstein story. We have got really the plastic puppet, glove puppet of Einstein talking to our kiddies, and we don't have any of the dark history of science. This is the racism hitting ourselves, sort of just the sheer aggression. And of course, my point is, oops, just here. My point is that there is this hidden cost, because if this is still going on and you bring up people so they have got no idea whatsoever, there's none of the support systems. It's sort of, oops, there's none of the support systems for this, for people to deal with. So if this is still happening, and I dare say it still is, what's happening is that we're actually doing a disservice to people by covering it up. Because people are just amazed that this type of stuff can still happen. And they've got no idea about how could it possibly happen. Because people who think in terms of the cultural norms, it just turns out I'm not too early. I'm just on time. It's perfect. Just make sure I don't get knocked out here. Now, parking. So this is Australia for you. In terms of this hospital, this is Australia's premier city, Sydney. You get to park in a paddock outside. Now, let's make sure. What we can do. I'm going to park up here. This is the best thing to do. Let's come on. Okay, look, thanks a lot for listening. We've done Einstein and Milliken review. I'll do some more when we get back. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.